The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzio, daf Tesvav. We are about 15 lines from the top of daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. So the Gemara digressed a little bit into sugyas that deal with achrayas nechasim. Somebody buys a field from somebody and then he finds out later that there was a lien, a shibud, maybe the field was stolen. So we saw halachas regarding achrayas nechasim. It got into Perek Shlai Meichsim because of the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis that discusses matzah shtar chayiv. Somebody found the shtar chayiv. A machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. What you supposed to do with this shtar? According to Rav Meir, if the shtar had in it achrayas nechasim, lo yachzer. If the shtar did not have achrayas nechasim, yachzer. The Chachamim said bein kach. Whether the shtar had achrayas nechasim or did not have achrayas nechasim, the halacha is always going to be lo yachzer. The bnei shabezdin from you. We saw a three-way machlokes amayroim. Rav Asi, Shmuel, Abaya had to understand shitas Rav Meir, but ultimately, what was clear was that the machloikis Rav Meir and the Chachamim is tolu in whether achrayis is toyus sofer or achrayis is not toyus sofer. In other words, Rav Meir was mechalik in halacha between a shtar that has achrayis nechasim and a shtar that does not have achrayis nechasim, because in Rav Meir's world, it's possible to have a shtar chayiv that doesn't have achrayis nechasim. The Chachamim hold achrayis toyus sofer. It's not possible to have a shtar that doesn't have achrayis nechasim, and even if it doesn't say it mefurish in the shtar, toyus sofer, it must be a toyus. Rav and Shmuel, they were both in agreement to this idea that that's pshat in the shittas chachamim. If that's what the chachamim hold, that's the halacha. So the first halacha in the sugya of achrayis nechasim that's mentioned here in these blet in the end of Shnai Meichsim is the idea of achrayis toyus sofer. The end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara brought a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. The case was where Reuven bought a field from Shimon, and after he bought the field, it was nisbarer that the field that Shimon sold really didn't belong to Shimon. It was a stolen field, karkein and exelus. Maybe there was no real gezela, but he sold something that really didn't belong to him. Naturally, the loikeach has a right to go back now to the moicher and demand his money back. The question is, what happens if the lekeach had already invested money into this property? He pumped money into it, and now the property is worth more than it had been previously worth. Is he allowed to get that shvach back? You would think at the very least to cover the expenses that he laid out. Or he's not allowed to get back that. Mark brought it to Machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Rav said, Yeshloi Mois, that when the Lekeach goes back to the Moicher, he can get his money back. That's the principle, the money that he paid for the land that he bought. V'yeshloi shvach. Not just that, he can take more money than he had originally given to the extent the property is worth more. V'shmulam, Shmuel said, Mois, yeshloi shvach einlay. And the Gemara said, they asked Rav Huna, who was the Talmud of Shmuel, what exactly did your Rebbe Shmuel mean when he passed in this halacha that the Lekeach is not allowed to get the shvach? Did he mean to say that if they didn't agree on it originally, then he's not allowed to get the shvach? Because the assumption is that the Lekeach is willing to forego any potential shvach. He just wants to make sure he's going to get his karen back. But to the extent that it was stipulated in the shtar mechira that if this field is ever taken away, under the premise that you sold me a field that didn't belong to you, I want to get my shvach back as well. In that case, Shmuel would be moida, that shvach yeshloi. Or it could be Shmuel was taking a much more drastic position. It could be Shmuel held that the lekeach is never allowed to take shvach back from the moicher, even if they stipulated, even if they both agreed, they shook hands on it. It doesn't matter. Still, the lekeach is not allowed to take the shvach. And the reason, says the Gemara, is because it's mechzik ribis. Because being that huver hadova lemafreya, this mechira was never a real mechira, because you can't sell something that doesn't belong to you. So it comes out that the moicher never really sold the lekeach anything. The lekeach gave the moicher money. There was no mechira. So how now are we going to chronicle the transfer of money? Meaning it has to make sense. You have to book it somehow. So the lekeach gave the moicher money. It wasn't a mecher because he had no right to sell him what he sold. So what was it? It looks at the very least as a loan. So if the moicher is now going to give the lekeach back more than he originally took, why? Because he's giving him the shvach. It's mechzik ribis, even though it really isn't ribis. But it certainly looks like ribis. It could be Shmuel held that even if they agreed that the moicher would give the lekeach back the shvach, could be still the halacha is going to be that shvach anyway. So the Gemara said, Itmar Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that I heard from Shmuel, Mois Yeshloi, Shvach Einloi, and Apa Pisha Pirushloi is a Shvach. Even if they both agree that he's supposed to get a Shvach back, still the halacha is not. And the reason is because it's Mechzik Ribis. On that note, says the Gemara, Esavei Rav, the Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman a Kasha. Again, Rav Nachman was the one who said over in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel that when Shmuel said that if somebody buys a stolen field, Even if they agree to give him the shvach, doesn't matter. You're not allowed to touch the shvach because there's a ribbis problem. This is an excerpt of a Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin. It's the Mishnayos that deal with different takonas that the Chachamim made mipnei tikkun ha'olam. So some of those takonas involved being goyve menachas meshubadim. And the Mishnah said that even though there's a concept of sometimes collecting a choyv from the chasim meshubadim, but sometimes you're not allowed to. For example, mazein ha'isha, working backwards, v'habonis. A man dies, he leaves over sons, and almana and daughter. So the halach is the son's yarshin, but almana nizaynis, the habonis yazaynu. The halach is that the almana and the daughters both have to be supported by the children. So the halach is that if there's any money that's bnei chayrin, so that money that's bnei chayrin goes to support the almana and to support the children. But mechasim mishubadim, that money is going to be off limits. You can't ever collect from mechasim mishubadim lemazeno isha. Additionally, the first halacha of the Mishnah was ein mitzian lachilas peiros ulishvach karkois. You're not allowed to take peiros and shvach karkois. Says the Gemara, it's mashma mi meshabti hudalei mafkinon. Habim nechayre mafkinon. It sounds like you're only not allowed to collect from the chasam mishubadin, but nechayre you are. And one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah is shvach the ketani mia lishvach karkois. That means I bought a field, and now I want. It turns out that I bought a mess because the field was taken away from me. So now I'm going back to my meicher and I'm asking him for my money back. So the halacha is I can get the money, but the shvach and the payers. But for right now, the shvach I will not be able to get from my meicher's nechasim mishubadim. I can only get it if the meicher has it directly. It's mashma again, ktani mia l'shvach karkois. I only can't take it from the nechasim mishubadim. But from the meicher himself, I could get the shvach. And my lab lekech megazlin. Aren't we talking about someone that bought from a gazlin, or at least also someone that bought from a gazlin? And what do you see then? That the lekech could get the shvach. He just can't get it from the nechasa mishubadim, but the shvach itself, he can. It's a kashma. Rav Nachman said, in the name of Shul, that when Shmuel said shvach ein loy, it's never, he can never get the shvach. Even if they agreed to give him the shvach, meaning bishloim of Shmuel's halach of shvach ein loy would only be if they didn't agree upon it. So this Mishnah, that's mashma, that it's possible for the lekech who bought a stolen field to collect the shvach, it's talking about. We agreed that he's going to be able to collect it. But if you're going to tell me, even if you agreed upon it, he's still not allowed to get it, then how do you understand this Mishnah? The Mishnah's mashma lekech only can't get the shvach from the nechasim mishubadim, from the bnei chayrin itself. He can, says the Gemara, loy bebal chayv. I'll tell you that this Mishnah is not talking about a lekech who lost his field under the premise that it was nizbarer that the field that he bought was a stolen field. We're not talking about that loikeach. That loikeach can't get shvach not from the nechasa mishubadim. He can't get it from the bnei chayrin either. Because when he takes the shvach, being that Hoover Hadovel Mafreya, he never bought anything, it looks like he loaned the meicher money and he's getting back more than he loaned. It's mechzik ribis, that's why he's not allowed to take it. When this Mishnah says that it's possible for a lekech to collect shvach, albeit minichasim lechayrin, it's talking about a lekech that lost his field because a bal chayv came and took the field. So the meicher that sold the field to the lekech had borrowed money. He was also a loiva in a different transaction. His field was meshubid to his malva. Now the field was taken away. There, the halach is the lekeach can go to the meicher and say, "I want my money back." Not only do I want my money, I want my shvach. Zok the Mishnah, the money, the principle itself, you can even take from the meicher's nechasim mishubadim. The shvach you can only get from the bnei chayrin. You can't get from the nechasim mishubadim. But over here, being that we're talking about a field that was taken away, not machmas gzeila, it was taken away machmas balchay. That has nothing to do with Shmuel's halacha. Shmuel's halacha was when it was hover adov lemafreya, there was no mechira because the field that was stolen never belonged to the meicher. There, there's a mechzik ribis. But where the mecher was a mecher, it just so happens that there was an outstanding chayv. So the thing that was stolen was meshubet to a chayv. Now that the Baal Chayv collects that field, it's not Hoover Hadova retroactively that the Mecher wasn't a Mecher. It was a Mecher. It's just the Halacha that the Baal Chayv has a right to take it away from the Lekech. And then the Lekech has to go back to the Mecher, depending if there's a Chayis Nechasim. There's no Chayis Nechasim. But the point is that we're not dealing with a Gazlin. As a result, this has nothing to do with Shmuel's Halacha. It's a little bit of a Deichik. The Mishnah is not so Mashma that way. The Mishnah says, Ein Moitzin Lachilas Peiros Ule Shvach Karkois. It sounds like you can never collect from the Chasam Meshubadim, you could always collect from the Chasam Nechayim, and that's why the Gemara originally thought it was a kasha on Rav Nachman, but the Gemara said to answer Shitas Rav Nachman, you could always say that the Mishnah is not talking about every case of Lekeach who's going to now collect from the Meicher because something was taken away from him. It's Nafka if a Bal Chayv is the one that took it away, but if a Gazlan took it away, it could be Enochinami. Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, is right. You wouldn't be able to collect the Shvach even from the Nechasim Nechayim. But the Gemara says, if this Mishnah is talking about a Bal Chayv, take a look at the Reisha. The Reisha said, "Emoitzin lachilas peiros." That if the lekeach had peiros that were on the field, and Rashi says these were fully grown peiros, but they weren't cut yet, so they were still attached to the field. Had they been cut, then the Bal Chayv or the Gazlan, nobody would be able to take it away from the lekeach because you could only collect karka from the Chasim Meshubadim. You can't collect metalton from the Chasim Meshubadim. So we're talking about peiros that were fully ripe. They were ready for Ktsira, however, they hadn't been cut yet. So the Mishnah said that when the Lekeach loses the field and the Shvach and the Peiros, just like the Shvach he can't collect from his Moichers Nechasa Meshubadim, so too the Peiros he can't collect from the Moichers Nechasa Meshubadim either. The problem is, we just made an Akimta that the Mishnah is talking about, that had the Lekeach lose the field, it was taken away from a Bal Chayv. The problem is, Bal Chayv miyisli peri. Does a Bal Chayv have a right to take the peiros from the Lekeach? V'amash Shmuel, a third halacha that Shmuel said in the Sugya Vachayis Mechasin, Bal Chayv goyves ha-shvach. Bal Chayv can collect shvach from the Lekeach. Shvach in avo peiros loy. El pshita, it must be that the Mishnah is talking about v'goyzel v'nigzel. We're talking about a Gazel. Because although a Bal Chayv that's taking his field back from a Lekeach cannot take the Peiros, he's not entitled to it, that's what Shmuel said, but a Gazlan that's taking a field away from a Lekeach is allowed to take the Peiros. And if the Mishnah is talking about the Lekeach redeeming his Peiros, obviously the Peiros were taken away from him, it was a Gazlan that took it away. So the Mishnah is talking about a Gazlan. If the Mishnah is talking about a Gazlan, and still the Mishnah said that you can collect back from the Meicher the Shvach from the Nechasa B'nei Chayrin, so you see Vaitin, not Lashmul. So it says, the Gemara, Midi Reisha B'Goyzel V'Nigzel, Sefer Nami B'Goyzel V'Nigzel, but the Gemara says, it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. Midi Irya, another Doichik. Hakidi Isa, V'Hakidi Isa. It could be when the Mishnah says, E Moitzian Lachilas Peirois, that's talking about where Bal Chayv took the field away from, E Moitzian Lachilas Peirois is talking about when a Gazlan took the field away from the Lekeach. When the Mishnah says, Ulashvach Karkois, that's talking about where a Bal Chayv took the field away from the Lekeach. But the Gemara says, Valeitani Hachi, so we were able to be Madchik, make a Kintas in this Mishnah, Masechtas Gittin, to make it work with Shita Shmuel. The problem is, I have a Braisa that's really not Mashma that way. The Braisa says, Lashvach Karkois, Ketza, the Braisa explains this halacha of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, E Moitzi in Lashvach Karkois, Minachosim Mishubadim, says the Braisa, I'll explain it to you with an example. If somebody steals a field from his friend, we'll see what that means. When he comes to collect, the keren you can get from the Nechasa Meshubadim, the Shvach, like the Mishnah says, this Bryce is explaining the Mishnah, you can't get from the Nechasa Meshubadim, you can only get it from the B'nei Chayv. Hey Chidami, how do you understand this Bryce? You want to read the Bryce, Kipshutai, without adding it in, without assuming that it's missing any words. So what does it sound like? Somebody stole the field. He now has the field. When he, who's he? The Gazlan, when he's Goyva Menachasin Meshubadim, the Karen, and the Shvach, he can only Goyva from the Nechasin Menachim. You certainly can't read the Braisa that way, because Gazlan Miman Govi, the Gazlan's not the one that's being Goyva, the Gazlan is the one that they're going to be Goyva from. Elalav, we're obviously missing a piece. Maybe this is the piece that we're missing. King Gaichagaz, also the Mechaveroi, Umachralacha, the Gazlan sold it, Vehishpicha, and now the Loikeach increased its value. There the halacha is that when the Lekeach goes back to the Meicher because he found out that it was stolen, he can get the Keren from the Meicher's Nechasim Meshubadim, but he could only get the Shvach from the Nechasim Nechayrin. So you see Mefurish that the Braisa is explaining this halacha of Ein Moitzi and Leshvach Karkois, that it's talking about a Gazlan and an Igzal. See, we're talking about a Gazlan and an Igzal, so you see, you could at the very least get the Shvach when the field is taken away from the Lekeach, Machmas Gzela, not like Shmuel. You don't say this halacha of Mechziki Ribis. But the Gemara says, Omalei Lav Trutze Kometarts. Didn't you anyways have to do some surgery on this Braisa in order to make this Braisa work? I mean, you're not reading the Braisa Kipshutai. So once you anyways editing the Braisa, Teretz Nami Bebal Chayv, take the word Gazlan and switch it with Balchayv. Same exact brisa, but it's not a Gazlin that took it away. It's a Balchayv that took it away. It's a Balchayv that took it away. This has nothing to do with Shmuel's halacha. Shmuel only said his halacha by a Gazlin. He never said his halacha by a Balchayv. But the Gemara says, even though we were able to miyashiv this brisa, there's one final brisa that we can't be miyashiv. Toshma. Lachilas peiros keitzad. When the Mishnah said again the same Mishnah, imoitzin lachilas peiros, minachasim mishubadim. How does it play out? The Mishnah goes and told the Mechabir, if somebody sold the field from his friend, he yitzin mitachas yodoy. Geshu goiva. It's the identical brisa to the brisa that we just learned. The previous brisa was explaining the shvach karkois part of the Mishnah. This is explaining the achilas peiros part of the Mishnah. And it's the same exact halacha. Somebody stole the field. When he, which at first glance sounds like the gazlin, is goiva. He's goyver the keref from the nechasim mishubadim, and the peiros he's goyver from the nechasim mecher. But the Gemara says, "Hey, chidami, is that really the way you read the brayso? So, ile make a diktani. If you're going to read a kipshuta, gazlin miman gavi. Who's the gazlin collecting from? Just the opposite. He's the one that we're collecting from. Elolav kigun shagazal sod mechaver. He must be missing a piece. The piece is the gazlin stole the field. Vaharehi yoytzi mitachas yodei, meaning umachra la'acher. He now sold it to somebody else. Vehishpicha, and it went up in value. This peiros now." There's a whole field. There's a bustling field. The halach is, if the field is taken away from the lekeach, because it was nisbar later that he bought it from a gazlin, so the lekeach can get the peiros only from the bnei chayr. The keren itself, he can get even from the meichers, lechasa mishubadim. But again, what do you see from here? You see he can't take peiros. The kasha is, just like Shmuel said, you can't take shvach, even from the Bnei Chayrin, because it's Mechzik Ribbis, you shouldn't be able to take Paris either. You shouldn't be able to take anything. Any dollar you take more than what you gave is Mechzik Ribbis. So how in the world are you going to explain this price? And here you can't tell me that we're talking about a Balchayv. Because the Gemara said earlier, if you're halting the Cheshbin, that Balchayv is not Goyve Paris. So if the Halacha is, if we're discussing a Halacha of a Lekeach demanding back the Paris that he lost, it was obviously taken from him by a gazlin. It couldn't have been taken by a balchayv. So you can't make the akimta that hocha b'mayaskinon by a balchayv, and the word gazlin is not the right word in the braisa. We're obviously talking about a gazlin, and still you're allowed to collect the peiros. Zoysay meris, there's no problem. Nachsi keribis. So how are we going to give zechaneitza? So the Gemara is going to bring three terutzim that the Amiram are going to say. Each teres is a little bit forced, as the Gemara acknowledges, but we have no choice but to somehow find a way to make this braisa, which is explaining the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, work with Shita Shmuel. Rav Amar, Rav is the first teretz. Hachav Mayaskita, we're talking about Gesha Zodam Mechaveir, Malaya Peres. Somebody stole a field that had peiros on it. Va'achalas ha peiros, he ate the peiros. And then he damaged the field. If the nigzal now comes to collect, so you can't just give him the field, because the field isn't going to work. Usually, if you steal a field, give him the field back. You'll be Mekayin. You're the hatred of like Zeylash Agazal. We're dealing with a Gazlin. There's no Karen. There's no Dalad Vehe. It's not so complicated. But over here, it is a little complicated because there was damage done. The field itself was damaged. The peiros that he stole aren't here anymore. He ate the peiros. So if the Nigzal now wants to come and collect Karen, Goyvim, Nechasim, Mishubadim, the Karen itself, he collects from the Nechasim, Mishubadim, meaning if he wants to collect the damage that was done to the karka, the boyre shichin u'ma'aris, that he can collect even from the gazlin's nechasa mishubadim, but nigzal ligvois peiros, when the nigzal comes to collect the peiros that the gazlin ate, goyvim nechasa b'nei chayim, that he can only collect from the nechasa b'nei chayim. And that's based on the idea that karka you could always collect from nechasa mishubadim, peiros you could only collect from nechasa b'nei chayim. But either way, we're not talking about a lekech and a gazlin. There was no lekech over here. We're talking about a gazlin and a nigzal. The nigzal's coming to collect from the gazlin. The kasha is, if the nigzal is collecting from the gazlin, then why are we dealing with nechasa mishubadim, nechasa mnechayrim? We're talking about karka. The karka is right here. Just give him the karka. The teretz is, we have to add one wrinkle. The karka wasn't here. It was here, but it's not exactly the way it was. There was damage that was done. So he's paying for the damage that was done to the karka. He's paying for the damage that was done to the peiros that were on the karka. That's the salocha. The karka itself, goyva, the nigzal is being goyva, nechasa mishubadim. The peiros, he could only collect from the Chasim ben Echayr. But again, it has nothing to do with Rav Nachman or Mashmul. Because Rav Nachman or Mashmul's halacha was when somebody bought a field from a gazlin, and the Nigzal took the field from the Lekeach, what rights does the Lekeach have to go back to the gazlin, who's his meicher, as far as collect? It has nothing to do with that. Rabbi Barav, Huna Amar, a different Akimta. The case was where somebody stole a field, and then Masikin, the government. We had the Masikin. Some have the Girsa Matzikin in the end of Masechtas Bava Kamma. We learned this not so long ago. They took the field. And under certain circumstances, the halacha is that if the Gazlan gives the field to the Masikin, the Gazlan now has an obligation to reimburse his Nigzal. It's upon Nigzal Ligvois. So in such a case, where the Gazlan gave the field to the Masikin, and now the Nigzal's going to the Gazlan, and he's demanding payment for the field that he stole and gave to the Masikin. So there the halacha is, again, he doesn't have the field. So Karen, you want payment for the keren, the actual field. If there were peres on the field that you gave to the masikin, you're responsible to make your nigzal hold. But being that it's peres, that's only going to be goivim in a chasim b'necher. Again, it's not a lekeach taking from a moicher who's a gazlan because a nigzal took it away from him. It's the nigzal being goivim from the gaz. The question is, the nigzal being goyver from the gazlan, what's this idea of nechasim mechayrim mishubadim? Karka is where it is. It's any nigzal, just give him the karka. Rava said, chafah babayu shikhar maris. Rabba Barafuna said, masikin took it away. And that's why we have to come up with how exactly are you going to collect it. But atzad ha-shava shabahem, there's no lekeach. It has nothing to do with Rav Nachman's halach in the name of Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Rava le'yama ki Rabba Barafuna. Rava didn't want to learn like Rabba Barafuna, meaning they were both really madchik pshat. So why did Rava like his pshat more than Rabba Barafuna? Or why did Rabba Barafuna like his pshat more than Rava? So the Gemara says, technically, Rava le'yama ki Rabba Barafuna, harehi yoytze mitachas yodeh bedina mashma. The Braisa said, how do you understand? So Rava understood that Yoytze Mitachas Yodei means that there's a nigzal that's coming with a claim in Bezdin. I want my field back. And that works more with his pshat, not so much with Rabba Barafuna's pshat. Because the way Rabba Barafuna understood the Braisa, the Vaharei Yoytze Mitachas Yodei must be coming to explain the Masikin. Rabba Barafuna made an akimta that the Braisa is talking about the Masikin. Masikin Mandoch HaShmei. Where did the Masikin come into the Braisa? It's probably the Harehi Yoytze Mitachas Yodei. Harehi Yoytze Mitachas Yodei. The Masikin took it. In the original pshat, the Harehi Yoytze Mitachas Yodei was, the Gazan sold it. The Lekeach. He's the Harehi Yoytze Mitachas Yodei. That's Bedina. In Rava's pshat, the Harehi Yoytze Mitachas Yodei is, the Nigzal wants to take it from the Gazan. That's Bedina. And Rabbi Ravuna's pshat is, there's some bad guys, some mobsters went and they took the field away. Harei Yoytze Mitachas Yodei is not Bedina. Rava didn't like that. Rabbi Barafuna leyama k'Rava. Why did Rabbi Barafuna not learn like Rava? Because Harei Yoytze Mitachas Yodei be'ena mashma. Rava made an akimta. Rava said that why do you have to collect from the chasim mishubadim? Why don't you just give him the field? Because he was chafa b'bayir sheikh l'maris. It's not mashma that way in the words Harei Yoytze Mitachas Yodei. Harei Yoytze Mitachas Yodei implies that the field is bad. It's exactly where it was. Maybe Lekeach has it. Maybe Masikin has it. The Gazlan has it, but it's at least bad. Harei he yoytze mitachas yodei. Nothing happened to the field. In Rava's Akimta, something did happen to the field. So for that reason, again, svar is a little bit daichik, but why Rava didn't want to learn like Rabbi Rafuna, why Rabbi Rafuna didn't want to learn like Rava, says the Gemara. Rav Ashi Yomar, Rav Ashi said a third pshat, lit stodim k'tani. The way he's supposed to read the Mishnah is lit stodim. What happened was, is somebody stole a field that had peros on it. He ate the peros, and then he sold the field. So there is a lekeach, but there's only a lekeach on the field. There's no lekeach on the peiros. So, but lekeach ligvois keren, if the lekeach loses his field, and now he wants to collect it from his moicher, who turned out was a gazlin, you can get the keren. Shmuel doesn't have a problem with that. The keren, of course, you're allowed to get. Shmuel's just problem was, if there's a lekeach, how are you collecting peiros? You're not allowed to get anything beyond your original principal, the money that you paid for the field, because anything that you're going to take is mechzik ribis. And Achinami, it's Litzadim Ktani. That part of the Mishnah, that part of the Braisa that talks about the Peres and the Shvach, is Taka not talking about the Lekeach taking it from the Gazlan, but rather, Bon Nigzal Ligvois Peres. Why is the Nigzal taking Peres? Because the Gazlan ate the Peres. That's Rav Ashi's Akimta. There, Goivim Nechasim Nechayrim. Peres, you're only allowed to get from the Chasim Nechayrim. Either way, a third Pshat, Rav Ashi had to make it work, so it shouldn't be a Kasher of Nachman Mashmul. Says the Gemara, Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rav Barafuna, Milval Pehu, U Milval Pehine Goivim Nechasim Mishubadim. The way Rava learned, and the way Rav Barafuna learned, when we said that you can be Goivah the Kerem and the Chasim Mishabadim, we're talking about the Nigzal taking from the Gazlan. The nigzal taking from the gazlin, so the halacha is not only can collect from the gazlin, he can collect from anyone that bought anything from the gazlin. He can get it from the chasim mishubadim. The kasha is that we know when can you collect a choiv from the chasim mishubadim if it's a milva b'shtar. Milva al peh, you can't collect from the chasim mishubadim. And the reason is, a milva b'shtar, the lekeach must have heard, islay koil, so he probably knew that there's a chance that one day he's going to lose the field, so he lived dangerously when he bought the field. As a result, we can take it away from him later. He took the risk didn't play out, he lost. But if it's a milva bal peh, there's no way for the lekeach to have ever known that there was a chance that one day he's going to lose the field. You can never take the field from him. He's not allowed to lose the field. So the kasha is that over here, a nigzal is taking a field from a gazlin. The gazlin doesn't have the money. So he goes to the gazlin's lekeach. There's no shtar anywhere that documented this gazela. So how is the lekeach who bought a field from a gazlin supposed to know that my moich is a gazlin and maybe one day the nigzal is going to want to take the field from me? It should be the equivalent of a milva bal peh. And if a milva bal peh, what's the halacha? You can't be goyvra from the chasim eshubadim. Why is the nigzal allowed to take payment for the chafa babay reshichin maris? Or for the case where the masikin took it, why could the nigzal go to the gazlin's lekucha is to collect opiate the karen? Why is it not doyme to a milva bal peh? Says the gemar halacha b'mayaskid gusham abedin. It's talking about where this gazela had a koil. You know why it had a koil? Because Bezdin already indicted this gazlin. There was a psak din. So once there's a psak din, there's a koil. So like lekeach could have known. So it's the equivalent of a milva b'shtar. Then why can't you collect the peres? The Mishnah was very clear. You can collect the karen, you can't collect the peres. What's always the chilik between peres and karka, koil? But to the extent that there was a koil, that even though lekeach has a peres, should have known that there's a chance that he's going to lose it, says the Gemara. There was a hamada b'din on the Karen, but Bezin didn't paskin yet what the halach is regarding the Paris. My Pascha, why would you make such enoy kimta? It's not a chilik then between Karen and Paris. It really depends on what the hamada b'din was. So it's an interesting halacha, says the Gemara. No, it actually makes sense for the Mishnah to talk this way because stama de milsa, it's actually usually the way it plays out. Ki tova inish karna tova b'resh. A person's going to be teveya, his friend to Bezdin, and he's being teveya karka, he's being teveya Paris. First, he'll be teveya the karka, and only afterwards he'll be teveya the peres. Exhale, says the Gemara. Weiter. Is it true that Shmuel holds that a lekeach from a gazlan can never collect the shvach? And the way Rav Nachman explains Shita Shmuel, even if they agreed in writing, they shook hands on it, that to the extent that the lekeach loses his field under the premise that the moicher was a gazlan, I will reimburse you not only the money you gave me, but any increase in value, any shvach. Is it true that Shmuel holds even b'kehai gavno the lekeach is not allowed to be the shvach? Why? Because it's mechzik ribis. Shmuel told Rav Chinin Rabar Shelas, apparently was a sefer, he was a scribe. He told him that when you write a shtar mecher amlich v'ksoiv, you should consult the parties and you should write as follows: shufra shvacha uperi. You should write that the shvach or the peiros that are taken away from the lekeach, the moicha will be responsible for, and not only will it be responsible, but shufra. We saw this yesterday. He could even be goyva from the idiot. Says Gemara B'mai. What are we talking about? Ibe bal choiv. If Shmuel told Rav Chinin Rabar Shelas, write this nusach in the event that a lekeach loses the field to the Meicher's Balchov, mi isle peri. It's not true. He's not going to get a peris. The Balchov can't take the peris. You don't have to write that a Balchov takes the peris from the Lekeach. The Lekeach should have a right to go back to his Meicher and demand back the peris, because the Balchov was never allowed to take the peris in the first place. Because Armashul Balchov gave us a shvach, shvach in Alva peris loy. That's the shmuel that we brought in the beginning of the daf. Elalab Lekeach mi Gazlin. Elamai is coming to Bavar the Lekeach mi Gazlin. So if he's coming to Bavar the Lekeach mi Gazlin, what do you see? You see that even a lekeach min hagazlin is entitled to go back to the moicher and to take shvach back. Because what did he tell him? Imlich v'ksoiv shufra shvacha uperi. He mentioned shvach and peris. Peris is only by a gazlin, and it says shvach. So you see clearly that even if a gazlin takes it, he should be entitled to the shvach. Amar Rav Yosef, hachav mayaskin, kigoy sheyesh lekarka. You know what it's talking about? It's talking about where the moicher has karka. So that when the lekeach goes back to the moicher and he says, I want my money back, because the field that I bought clearly wasn't yours, so I want my money back, he didn't give him money. He gave him karka. If he gave him karka, there's no problem, because now it's not mechzik rivis anymore. If he gives him money back, and more money than he originally gave him, then it's mechzik rivis. But if he gives him back karka, it's not mechzik rivis. Omalei Abaya, and this next left turn of the Gemara, Ayin B'Rishonim, is difficult to understand, even the Pashup Shat. V'chi muta lilvois, sub, and makam sheyesh lekarka. One of the basic halachas in rivis is that a person is not allowed to loan his friend a sachitin, a measurement of chitin, in exchange for a sachitin. Because the price of chitin, it's a commodity, it fluctuates. And it could be that when you get the chitin back, it's going to be worth more than it was than when you gave it to him. And as a result, there's a ribbis problem. Maybe not ribbis deraisa, but for sure there's an isser ribbis derabanan, and for that reason it's asr. Says the Gemara, based on what you just said, that if the moich is going to give the lekeach back, not money, he's going to give him karka, then there's no issue of ribbis. Why not? Because you don't have the Mexican ribbis. It's not like I gave you $100, you gave me back $200. I gave you $100, you gave me a field, the field was taken away, you gave me a different field. So it's not really Mexican ribbis. This is all about a marisayan, a mexi. It's not really Mexican ribbis. If that's the case, then a person should always be allowed to engage in a loan where I'll lend you a sachitin in exchange for a sachitin, as long as the loiva has karka. As long as he has karka, it should be okay. Read the Gemara. V'chi muta lilvay sa b'sa b'makon sheyesh lekarka. At first glance, nobody said it's enough that you have karka. What we said is that if you give him karka, then it's going to be fine. Meaning, if you fix a price for the saw and you'll pay me back in karka, and it would be okay. The issue over here, the point of the Gemara, the punchline is not that the moicher had karka. Punchline is he gave him karka. I mean that he gave him karka. He just replaced one karka for another karka. It's not mechzik ribbis. Nobody said that you're allowed to be malzah beribbis as long as the loiva has karka. So at first glance, what's pashup shat in the Gemara? Ayin B'Rishon. Amalesi told him back, Hasam halva hachas vini. Veer, it's a loan. It's a real loan. Being that it was a real loan, and ribbis deraisa is only by loans, it's a much more chomer digger sifkotten in hilchas ribbis. So over there, having karka isn't going to get you out of your mess. But over here, where it was never really halva in the first place, it was a mecher that went bad. Over here, it could be, being that it never started off like such a real ribbis, will be Mako Kishiyesh Lekarka. Ikad Amri, some had a different version, also Ayin Barishainim, because it's Pashup Shat, Tzorech Bir. Om Rav Yosef, Halcha B'Mayaskinon, Yugan Shekonim Yodai. The case over here was, we're at the time of the Mecher, the Lekech and the Mecher acknowledged that there's a possibility that this field may be taken away, because of the fact that maybe the field was stolen, so maybe there was some question in the title search, so the Lekech told the Mecher, I'm not 100% comfortable moving forward. Because what happens if the field's taken away from me? So I'll give you your money back. But what about the payrolls? What about the shvach? Shvach, shmul holds, mechzik ribbis, I can't take the shvach. So he said, you know what? Let's make a kinyan. They did a kinyan, a maisa kinyan, the edim were there, and they made a kinyan that in the event that the shvach is ever taken away, I'll reimburse you for your shvach. Says the Gemara, shmul would be moided, that's okay. There is a way to make it work. What changed? So Rashi's lashon is the havelay mechuyev mishas hamecher koydim sheyesh schar hamtanas mois. What happened over here was, in essence, the obligation that the meicher has to the lekeach to give him back his shvach was chal right now at the time of the mecher. Now it's only chal to the extent it's going to be negeah, but the chiyuv to give the shvach is chal now before the loan. The whole point is ribis is schar hamtanas mois. That's the definition of ribbis. I gave you money, and for having my money for a certain period of time, you're giving me ribbis. You're giving me more money. You can't tell me that this chiyuv shvach is related to hamtanas mois, because we already made a kinyan on this before the actual mecha took place. You're mechayev yourself before there was any hamtanas mois. And because you are mechayiv yourself before there's any hamtanas mois, therefore it's not mechzik ribbis. Bamalei Abaya, oh, this is a great way to circumvent the whole parash of ribbis. V'chimuta lilvay sa b'sa b'makom shekodem yadei. So anytime a person wants to loan a saw for a saw, just make a kinyan on the ribbis, do some sort of hakuna, and everything is good. Bamalei hasam alva b'achas vini. The same chilek. Guf amash Shmuel. Shmuel said, bal choyv goyves hashvach. A bal choyv is allowed to take shvach from the lekeach. I'll prove it to you. If you ever see a shtar mecher that's written properly with achrayas neschasim, this is the nusach. Ano ekum va'ashvi va'atki va'amrik zvini ilein. I will reimburse you for anything that you lose because somebody may take the field away from me. Inun, I'll reimburse the principal va'amlehoin loshen amelus any yitzia, any money that you expense into the field, ushvachehoin. And I'll even give you the shvach. Ve'ekum kadomach, and I'll make you whole. Ve'tzvi zevina denom ekabel aloi. And then the Edom have to make sure that the Moichin Lekech both write language that suggests that they agree to everything that's aforementioned in this document. And Megate Vaita. But what do you see over here? That the Moichin tells Lekech clearly, I'm going to give you back the shvach. So you see that a Baal Chayv is going to say shvach. What about a matana? Reuven gives Shimon a matana, and then a Baal Chayv comes and he takes the field away. This matana, there's no document. So you're telling me it's the document that makes it that the Baal Chayv is allowed to take the shvach from the Lekeach? So a matana where there is no document, maybe he can't. If you're telling me that the only reason in a mecher he's allowed to take the shvach is because they have this language, matana, there's no language at all. Maybe a shtar, but there's no language. Maybe you don't have this language. So maybe the halacha is he can't take shvach. I'm like, yeah. So it comes out of matana, meaning I have a bigger koyach when I receive a gift in halacha than I do if I buy something. I'm like, in absolutely yafa the yafa. You have a much better kayak. If you receive a gift, even though there's a chance that some point down the road you may lose your gift, because we'll find out that the noisin matana had a Baal Chayv who took it away from you, but the shvach he can't take. If you buy something, even though you spent money for it, you actually may end up worse off, because you may lose not only the thing that you bought, but you may lose the shvach. You'll be reimbursed for it, but you may lose the thing that you bought. Amar Rav Nachman, Hamasniso, Misayel El Rashmu. Rav Nachman said that I had a brisa that I believed supported Shmuel Shita, but Vahuna Chav, Archaver, Ravuna, to us, Moikum Ravimili Achranaisa, he said that you have no raya. I can tell you a different shot in this brisa. What's this brisa? Tangle into the brisa. If somebody sells a field to his friend, and the field was taken away from him, when the lekech is goiva, he wants back his money. And the shvach he can get from the menachasim v'necharim. What do you see from here? Shmuel's halacha. Which halacha of Shmuel? We have a lot of halachas from Shmuel today's daf. The last one. Baal Chayv gave us a shvach. You see, the Baal Chayv was able to take the shvach because we're talking about the lekech going back to the meicher and taking back money for the shvach that he lost. That clearly implies that shvach was taken away from him, which means that the Baal Chayv is goyves ha-shvach. But for Huna Chavrin, Rav Huna said it's not muchach. Moikun Lobin, Bili Achrinit, Lekech Min Gazlin. It's talking about Lekech Min Gazlin. Lekech Min Gazlin, maybe then you get shvach. Now Shmuel, which he tossed, he said Lekech Min Gazlin doesn't get shvach. But either way, says the Gemara, you could either prove from here that Lekech Min Gazlin gets shvach, at the very least, but they agreed upon it, or you can prove from here that a Baal Chayv is goyves hashvach. That's the Gemara. Somebody sells a field to his friend, and now the lekeach was mashpich the field. The Baal Chayv took the field away. He said that your meicher owed me a lot of money. This field that he sold you was meshubit to my chayv. I want it back. So the halach is kishu goyva, when the lekeach now goes back to his meicher to collect back the money that he gave. Goyva, so what's the halacha? Ima shvach yoyser ala yitzia. If the shvach is worth more than the yitzia. So for example, he spent $100 to improve the value of the karka, and now the karka is worth $200. So the shvach, meaning the gross number in terms of how much more the karka is worth now, is more than the amount of money that he invested into it. So the halach is noitel hashvach mibala karka. You could take the difference between the shvach and the yitzia, which is $100, from the bal hakarka, the owner of the field, the one that sold the field to you, vayitzia mibal chayv. And the yitzia, the $100 that you invested in it, that you can collect from the bal chayv. Meaning the bal chayv is going to take your shvach, but it's not like he's walking off with it. He's going to have to, at the very least, reimburse you for your expenses. Let's say the yitzia is worth more than the shvach, so you invested $100 into this, but it was a poor investment because your field only went up $50 in value. So you spent more money than it actually increased in value. So then the halach is, you can't take anything from the Baal HaKarka. The only person you can go to is the Baal Chayv. What could you take? You could take the Yitzia. You can't even the Shia Shvach Keneged HaYitziyah. How much it went up Keneged HaYitziyah. So it's going to be the lesser of. So if you spent $100, but it only went up $50, all you're going to end up walking away with is $50. But Freik the Gemara. So you have a Braisa that just added a little bit of a confusing wrinkle to this whole discussion of the Lekeach going back to the Meicher. Now he's taking some of it from the Meicher, he's taking it some of it from the Bachayev, and we have to start taking into factor how much money he invested, and did it go up? Was it a good investment? Was it a bad investment? Is the Shvach Yisrael Al Yitzir, Yitzir Yisrael Al Shvach? But says the Gemara, let's take a step back. HaShmua B'mayim Mokilo. We have a lot of information about how Shmuel looked at the halachas of Nechasa Meshubadim and Achrayas and Agazon and Bachayev and Akaren and this. In this sugya over here, how would Shmuel process this braisa? If it's talking about where this lekeach had bought from a gazlin, meaning the reason lekeach is going back to the meicher, because it's huvra davar that the meicher was a gazlin, kasher resha, then how do you understand the resha? The resha clearly says that he has a right to go back to the meicher and get back shvach. As long as the shvach is yeser al yitziyah, the balance between the shvach and the yitziyah goes to the lekeach. And Shmuel said, "Lekeach migazlin less leishvacho." That if somebody buys from a gazlin, he doesn't get shvach. And ibe balchoyv. And if it's talking about from balchoyv, kasher resha v'seifa, then you don't even understand the seifa. Tama Shmuel said balchoyv gave us a shvach. Shmuel said balchoyv is gave us a shvach. And what does it sound like? Balchoyv is gave us a shvach. It means he can collect the shvach. He doesn't have to reimburse. He doesn't have to pay for it. I mean, if he has to pay for it, it doesn't sound like that's what Balchayv gave us a shvach means. It sounds like he just takes the shvach, he applies it towards his loan, and vaytik a gangen. This Bryce already suggests it's not so poshut. Says the Gemara, Iba Yaseimu. Either you can say that Shmuel's going to learn the Brayse of a Lekech Migazlin. The cash is, if you're Lekech and a Gazlin, I thought you're not entitled to Shvach. The Teretz is, why are you not entitled to Shvach? Because it's Mechsik Ribis. The Gemara earlier on the Yom, it had two Kintas, where maybe it's not Mechsik Ribis. Kigun Sheyesh Lekarka. Inami, the Shekhanom Yadeh, the two kintas that we had earlier, where it's maybe not Mechsek Ribis, over there, there'd be no problem with the Lekech getting Shvach. Or you could tell me it's talking about a Bachayv, Veloi, Kasha, Kam B'Shvach, HaMagia L'Ksofen, Kam B'Shvach, She'edem HaMagia L'Ksofen. It depends what type of Shvach we're talking about. The top Rashi, HaMagia L'Ksofen means the wheat is already very tall. Curvely cut there. It's ready to be cut. Elosh adayin srichen lekarka. Havalu keperis gemurim. That's treated like peris gemurim. The im balchayv goy v'oysa b'lo yitzi. Over there, if the balchayv is going to collect that shvach, there the halacha is that at the very least he's going to have to pay for it. However, if he's collecting shvach, that's not magia l'ksofen, that's where Shmuel said, Balchayv gave us a shvach. So there's different types of shvach. There's a shvach where the Balchayv collects it, he doesn't have to pay for it. There's a shvach where the Balchayv collects it, and he does have to pay for it. Either way, you can be mefarish the braisa, lekech min hagazlin, or mi Balchayv, and you can make it work even in Shita Shmuel. Says the Gemara, but that second shot doesn't work. It was well known that in Shmuel's court, he used to take Shvach from the Lekeach for the Balchayv, even when it was Magia L'Ksofen. There was everyday stories where this happened. So you see that Shmuel is of the opinion that Balchayv gave us a Shvach is even when it's Magia L'Ksofen, and it sounds like he never have to make the give anything back to the Lekech. You don't have to reimburse him the value of the Yetziah. So how then are you going to answer the Kasha? The Gemara still says, Lekasha, you can still learn that the Bryce is talking about where the Balchayv is the one that took it from the Lekeach, and Loi, Kasha, Hoda Masak Be Kashir Vishvacha, Hoda Le Masak Be El Kashir Ara, the Yovle Shvache Umisalakle. When did Shmuel say Balchayv gave us a Shvach? And this is a very posh the Teretz. That's if the Shvach is needed to pay back the Balchayv's loan. So Balchayv has a $100 loan. The land is worth $50. With the Shvach, it's $100. So there he gets the Shvach, and he doesn't have to give anyone anything back. Lekeach has a problem that he lost his land, he lost the Shvach. Deal with the Meicher. But as far as the Balchayv is concerned, he doesn't have to do anything. When the Braisa said that the Balchayv may have to give something back to the Lekeach, it's talking about where the loan is $100, the field is $150. Mm-hmm. So the Balchayv has a right to take the field. He says, Lamaisa, this field was Meshuvit. I feel very bad that you bought it and you put money into it. I'm taking the field. How do you have a right to take a $150 field for $100? Okay, I'll give you back your Yitziyah. I'll give you back the money that you invested in it. But it's talking about where it's more money than the actual loan, a very posh the Teretz, that's when you have to give him the Yitzir. But the Gemara asks one final kasha. According to the Mandama that says that any time a Balchayv goes to a Lekech, What happens if Bachayv goes to Lekech and he says, that field that you bought it was Meshuvah to me. I want the field. Lekech says, you know what, do me a favor. I don't want to give you the field. I bought it. I've been working on this field. I have a whole business running on this field. I don't want to give it to you. I'll give you back the money. How much does your Malva owe, does your Leiva owe you? He owes you $1,000. Here's a check, $1,000. Let me keep the field. Does Lekech have a right to do that? Meaning, does the Baal Chayt have to accept $1,000 or not? So it's Machlek is in the Gemara. So it says the Gemara, Honi Chalamandamar, Bishleim, according to the Mandama that holds, that he is lazy, Lekech, Loy Matsi Masuk Le Baal Chayt, that the Lekech does not have a right to force the Baal Chayt to take money, but being that the field was Meshubit, he has to give him the field, Shaper, then I understand why the halacha is that the Baal Chayv has a right to take the field, even if it's worth more than the loan. Because the way we look at the Shibud is, it's as if it's the Baal Chayv's. There's a lumdus here. It's my field. Just like you can't tell me to go away for a few dollars, so too, you can't tell me don't take the field because it's worth more than the Chayv. You don't have a right to do that. I'm taking the field, it's mine. Stating that, I have to pay you, make you whole. I'll make you whole. How much money did you put into it? You invested $1,000 into this field over the last year. Here's $1,000, and you're the one that goes away. But according to Mandama that says, that if Lekech has money, he has a right to force the Baal Chayv to take the money, name away, then why can't he tell him here too the same thing? That I had money, I could have told you, you can't take any part of the land. Now, I don't have money, but at least give me one parcel of land, that's equivalent to the amount of money that I invested in it. Meaning, why is it so posh that the Baal Chayv could just walk off with all the property and write him a check for the difference? So Bishleim, if we always look at the Baal Chayv as the Muchzik, it's his field. V'harayad Lekech can't be Mesalikim with Zuzi. So here too, he gets to keep the field, he just has to make him whole for his Yetzias. But if the way we always look at the Baal Chayv is not that it's his field, he just has a schus in the field, and it's for that reason, if Lekech wants to be Mesalikim with Zuzi, it's something he can do, then here too, why can't he tell him, don't take the whole field, leave me a piece of karka, at the very least, that's equivalent to this. So Lechura is this a kimta in the Bryce and not a raya to one of those two amoyroi. The Gemara says, no, how my skin? You could always say, we're talking about a unique type of Baal Chayv. A Baal Chayv that doesn't just have a general lien, but he has a very specific, focused lien on one piece of property. You have to be good. This is a more Festa, Shiba, the sugis of Apoitiki, we learned together in Mesechtes Kesuvos. But either way, we're talking about where there's an Apoitiki, everybody agrees that the Lekech can't be Mesalik to Malchoy Mezuzi, and it's for that reason Malchoy gets to take everything with the increased value. He just has to cut the Lekech back a check for any Yetzias that he expended. One final Gemara. Hikir Bosh Einishallah, a new Shaila. What would be if a Lekech buys a field from a Meicher? He knew going into this transaction that the field that he was buying didn't really belong to the Meicher. He knew that it was stolen, and he bought it anyways. Now, when it's Nizbarer that it was stolen, Lekech goes to the Meicher, he says, I want my money back. But he really knew at the time of the Mecher that he was buying something that one day he was going to lose. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, Rav said, Moise, Ishla, you can get his money back, but over here, Shvach Einle. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel said, Afilu Moise, can't even get the money. So Shmuel says a big chiddush. If you knew going in that you were really buying something that didn't belong to the Meicher, you forfeited your rights to ever collect the money back. But Michael Mifligi, Rav Sama, Rav says, Odom Yedeh Shekarka Einloi. This person knew that he doesn't have karka. The Gorma V'nosan L'shun Pekodin. So he knew that one day the karka would be taken away from him, which means he'll get his money back, but he was actually happy because he didn't want to watch his money. So he figured, this person is making believe that he owns the field. He's willing to take my money. If I give it to him, I know in a year from now for sure I'm going to get my money back. I was looking for someone to watch my money. So he had a mind to give it to him as a pekadin. In a year from now, he'll get back his money. Faked him of a neighbor, Leila Shum Pekadin. If all you really wanted to do was give him a pekadin, why didn't you just say that? Savalei Mekabel. He was afraid the person wouldn't agree to take the pekadin. V'shmul Savah Shmul holds Adam Yedeh Shekarka Einloi. That the person knew that the field didn't belong to the Meicher. V'gomav Anasa L'shum Matana. He must have meant Matana. Being that he meant Matana, he can't take the money back later. V'neim alei l'shem matana. Why didn't he just tell him l'shem matana? K'zif alei milsa. Because he thought the person would be embarrassed to take the matana. Stay in the matana sichya. So therefore he figured this was a good way to do it. Freiting rabba v'ligi l'bichadism. This machlik is rabba shmul. You actually find in another place in Shas. M'sechtes kedushin. Itmar mekadesh es achoyse. If someone's mekadesh his sister, na kedushin is not toifes b'achoyse. Because it's an erva. So what happens to the kesef kedushin? What happens to the diamond ring? Rav, Amar Rav says, Mois Chayzer. It goes back to the Mekadesh. Vishmul, Amar Shmul says, Mois Matana, that the woman gets to keep it. Rav, Amar Mois Chayzer, and why Adam Yedeh and Kedushin Tevis Bachayzer? There's a person who knows Kedushin is not Tevis Bachayzer. Vigama Venosa, Lashun Pekadim. So when he gave it, he must have meant Pekadim. The name of Lashun Pekadim, why didn't he tell him Mefurish? Pekadin, Savalay Mekavlumine, because he thought that his sister would never agree to watch it for him. Vishmul Amamayis Matana, Shmul holds Matana, because Adam Yedein Shein Kedushin Taifis Machayse, he knew the Kedushin wasn't Taifis, so why did he give her the money? Vigama Venosa, Lashon Matana. The name of Lashon Matana, why didn't he just say Matana? Because Ksifa Lamilsa, he knew that she would never take the Matana. But either way, the Gemara is asking it as a Kasha, meaning it's Rav Vishmul Vishitasayo. But the Kasha is, why did they have to argue the same Achleikis twice? Why did they have to argue it again, says the Gemara? Tzricha Yenir, because had we only had the Achleikis once, I would have thought, Baha Kamar Rav, maybe Rav said his Alocha in a case with a Lekech and a Moicher. Rav said he meant Pekadi, he didn't mean Matana. You know why? Because people don't just give matonis to strangers. But if someone's mekadesh his sister, it's not a stranger. Maybe there is moide that he meant matana. So that's why we needed to have the machlokes by kedushin. So let it just say the machlokes by kedushin, and you'll know that Rav said his halacha even by a sister that he didn't mean matana. You would know Rav, but you wouldn't know Shmuel. Yit ma b'hach, b'hach ka ma Shmuel. Ava b'ha ima moide le Rav. Over here, I would think we're moide to Rav. Says the Gemara, it's for that reason that tzricha.
The following raid bites are being added to the daf as in Yana Dioma.
We mentioned the Gemara. Shailim v'darshim v'hilchas Pesach. Koydim ha-Pesach lamed yoy. And what's the reason, says the Beis Yosef, because there's so many halachas that are negei hilchas Pesach that we simply need more time. And as a result, you can't just do it by yoy. You can't just do it a few days before. You need 30 days in order to be able to do that. Everybody knows that when Haman and Achashverosh imposed the gzeira lahashmid laharugul abedis kalah Yehudim, so he picked a day, made a girl. The girl came out to Chodesh Ad. He was very excited because he knew that was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. He didn't know that was also the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. But he was so excited that was the month because he knew that the Yidden have a bad mazel. At least that's what he thought during Chodesh Ad. But then he picked the day. What was the day? It was Yud Gimel Adar. Zman Kehilo Lakoil. What we know is Tainus Esther. Yud Gimel Adar was the day that Haman Harasha chose to be the day that he was going to implement his final solution, to annihilate the Jewish people. The Arvei Nachal, one of the Kadmoinim, a classic, classic work al HaTorah. The Arvei Nachal was written by the author of the Levushei Sra, that's on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. This is an old, classic, Fatzaitisha work. So the Arvei Nachal says that there's so much talk about why Haman picked Chodesh Adar. But why Yud Gimel Adar? Why did he pick the 13th day of Adar? So he says a Dover Nifla. He says that we know that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were in a very, very low Madrega. They were in the Shar Memtes. There's 50 levels of Kedusha, there's 50 levels of Tumah. The Yidden at that time were in the 49th level of Tumah. And Arizal said that had the Yidden remained in Mitzrayim even one day longer, maybe even one rega longer, they would have fallen into the Shaar Nun. They were literally at the door front, at the threshold, at the eskupa of the Shaar Nun. And they had to be saved by the Eivishta, and had they not been saved, it would have been all over. And Arizal said that's the oimik of what we say in the Haggadah. V'ilu loy hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu saviseinu mimitzrayim, harei anu v'neinu v'nei v'neinu mishubadam ayinu lepari. What do you mean? At some point, there probably would have been a United Nations resolution that would have freed the Jews from Egypt. That's not the point. But in a ruchniistic sense, we'd still be slaves to Pari because the Yidden would have fallen to the Shaar Nun, and once the Yidden would have fallen to the Shaar Nun, there would have been no way for them to get out. Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't just a Yitzias Gufni, it was a Yitzias Ruchni. Said Arvei Nachal, al pi Sfarim HaKdoshim, al pi the Chachmei Hasoid, that every single Pesach, every Yid, has the ability to tap in to that koyach that existed in the world, Bilel Pesach, back in the day, and they're able to kriech out of their own Memtes Sharei Tomo. Their Oirois and the Siyata Deshmaya, and there's a special potential that a Yid has on that day for him to be able to be free himself from the bondage of Parai, from the bondage of his Tumah. But said Arvei Nachal, when does that really start? It doesn't start by the Leil HaSeder. You know what it starts? It starts Shloshim Yoim before the Leil HaSeder. Because 30 days before the Leil HaSeder, Chazal said, Shoyalim V'Dorshim B'Hilchas HaPesach Koydim HaPesach. And the Pnimiyus HaTorah of that said, Arvei Nachal, is that 30 days before Pesach, there's already Oirois of potential for a person to be able to free himself from the Tumah of Mitzrayim. So he says, you want to know when the Yidden start leaving Mitzrayim, every single Jew, every single year, you know what it happens? It happens 30 days before Pesach. That's what Arvei Nachal said. Because what happened then is Chayzev Neir every single year. So on Mitzrayim, you can be completely free, B'Leil HaSeder. But 30 days before, that's when it starts. It comes to its climax, B'Leil HaSeder. But you want to know when it starts? It starts Shloshim Yoyim. When is Shloshim Yoyim? Koydem HaPesach. It's Purim. That's when it is. In fact, there's a tshuva for Rav Shloima Kluger in his Elif Lecha Shloima. It's an Erech Chaim Siman Chin Pei Dalet. This is a real Shiloh. He says, Nistapakti. He says, what would happen if two people come over to a Rav on Purim? You can see this happening on Purim. And one person tells the Rav, Chava Shiloh. What's the Shiloh? Hilchas Purim. Psa Shiloh Mishloach Manas. He has a Shiloh in Hilchas Purim. And the other person comes, he has a Shiloh in Hilchas Pesach. So, said Rav Shloima Kluger, Nistapakti. Who should the Rav answer first? Should he answer the person that's asking him a question about Purim? Or should he answer the person that's asking him a question about Pesach? What do you mean? The Yana de Yoim is Purim. Of course he should talk to him about Purim. He says no, because Purim is the first day of Shloshim Yoim, Koydem HaPesach. It's also when Yana de Yoim. And he says, we know when a person is faced with two options, there's a fork in the road. And if you go right, there's more Kedusha. If you go left, there's less Kedusha. So Kadush v'she'enei Kadush, Kadush Koydem. Just like Tadr v'she'enei Tadr, Tadr Koydem. And he said, what's more Kadush? Pesach is more Kadush than Purim. Why? Even though the Rizal said Yom Kippurim, but al bederech hanigla, Pesach stay raisa, and Purim's only the Rabbanan. So he has it said that maybe the Rav, it's a real Shaila, Rav Shlomo Kluger, it's Elif L'chah Shlomo, to answer the Shaila about Pesach, he shouldn't answer the Shaila about Purim. But we digress. The point is that when is 30 days before Pesach? 30 days before Pesach is Purim. So said the Arvi Nachal, it comes out every single year. A person, unfortunately, does averus, he does chatam, doesn't always behave 100% the way he's supposed to. And he accumulates tumah, and more tumah, and more tumah, and more tumah. But then there's a time of year where a person starts emerging from his tumah. He goes from tumah to tahir. When does that start? Shloshim yoim koydem HaPesach. When does it culminate? B'Leil HaSeder. When is Shloshim yoim koydem HaPesach? It's Purim. If that's the case, what's the day that a person is on the highest level of tumah? It's the day before Purim. Right? Because on Purim, you start emerging from your tumah. So what's the highest level of tumah that a person's going to find themselves? If you had to pick a day on the calendar when Klal Yisrael is in the highest state of tumah, you know what that is? It's Yud Gimel Adar. Said the Arvei Nachal, Haman HaRasha knew that side. He understood that the highest level of tumah that every year has on the day of Yud Gimel Adar. And that's why he picked Yud Gimel Adar. He said, that's the day Lahashmedu Laharik. Because that's the day the Jews are going to be the most vulnerable. Because one more day, Yud Dalet Adar, that's when the Yidden are going to start emerging from their tumah. That's already Shloshim Yom Koydem HaPesach. And 30 days before Pesach, when we Shoyel V'Darish, the Yonei Shal Pesach, that's when we start emerging. So this is a site that Haman HaRasha, consciously or maybe subconsciously, was tapped into. And that was the day of the Gzeirah. Because that's the day when the Yidden find themselves in the ultimate tumah. But either way, Hilchas Pesach is fast. And because it's fast, it's not enough to just sit down on Pesach or even a few days before and start learning Hilchas Pesach. It's for that reason the halach is shoyel and v'darshin binyanei shal Pesach. You have to start learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days. And when the Yidden start learning Hilchas Pesach, you know what happens? They start having a Yitzias Mitzrayim. They start going out of their own Mitzarim. They start going out of their Tumah, just like the Yidden of Mitzrayim went out of their Tumah.